Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
14 minutes or so, we'll talk with DA, Delaware County DA, Jack Stolzheimer, who's running to be the next Attorney General, a position of great power, and it also leads to being governor someday. A lot of people have gone from that. It's the second biggest, well, in some ways, you have prosecutorial power also, so it's a big deal. We'll see what he says as a Democrat on a number of big issues, and we welcome it. Haverford, I didn't look up how much it costs to go there, but my buddies, Haverford College, this past week they've been having their Israel apartheid, well, month. This is their Israel apartheid month, and they held an event this week. Now, these are supposed to be the little kiddos paying a gazillion dollars. They're all going to be part of the elite. They're all knowledgeable in everything, Dan. And they're putting out a blood libel against Jews particularly in Israel, that Israel used COVID, in other words, infected or tried to infect people with COVID as a tool for settler colonialism in Palestine. That's what's happening at Haverford College. Can you imagine this argument?
What?
Now, Mark Lamont Hill, who's a much-in-demand professor and a sparring adversary of me many times, it's always been great. Even though he has a home court advantage, I do it. You know.
Isn't this one guy who was once making an economic point?
Yes, about income inequality. And I said, I have a Focus outside. I believe that's your car, right outside the window of Fox 29. They didn't cut to it, though. Like, our cameraman should have gone to it.
When was this, though?
3 years ago or so.
Okay, yeah. You're still driving a Focus, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this like your third Focus now?
Oh, yeah, I love the Focus.
You love the Focus?
Oh, yeah, the Focus works.
Makes it easy to drive with 2 feet, right?
Yes, it's specially made for that. All right, so at Haverford, they're putting out. Now, what's Haverford going to do about this? The argument that the Israeli government, Jews in Israel, were using COVID to infect people and also then to move people, to move more settlers in what they claim is Palestine, Palestinian areas. Thanks to our buddies over at the Delaware Valley Journal, Linda Stein and others, because you won't see this in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Why not Philadelphia Inquirer? They don't have as many, they don't have 500 people working for them over there. Don't you like this story? Check it out. COVID introduced. Is there anything people on the left, particularly these idiots on college campuses, won't use COVID for? And I have a situation here, Dan. Where's it? Okay. This is the, let's see. Or maybe I don't have it here. Do you have the, yeah, here it is. Here's the president of the University of Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
During the university's honors convocation on this past Sunday, and we just got it. Now, Look, I've given advice on this before, Dan. The people that were occupying City Hall, what were they called again? What was the group? The Unwashed that were, you know, out there doing that. They had a big name, too. They started in New York, and then he came here. And they were living there, and they're filth, right?
Occupy.
The Occupy. Yeah. Occupy Philadelphia. And they would say, mic check. That's when they wanted to shout you down. They would yell, mic check. So I would pretend like I'm talking like that, and they'd all start screaming. Then I'd say a few more words and went back and forth for like 10 minutes. You can mock them. They're screaming at the top of their lungs. They got very frustrated.
It's an old wrestling tactic.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, I knew at one point the police said, come on now, you're making one cop say, yeah, you're making it hard on us, Dom. You know what's going to happen here, don't you? We don't want to deal with them either. But it was fun for like 5 minutes. He gets interrupted by the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic mob at the University of Virginia. He starts, Michigan. He starts off by talking about we really have to honor people who academically are superior. Then he's a coward, and he passes the ball off to some flunky. Danny could have done two things. Asked him to turn up the volume, continue to talk, and tell the campus police, every one of them standing up and shouting, take them out. If it takes all night, I'm here all night. I'm going to continue to talk. Now, I had to do this with Governor Corbett over at the art museum. This woman takes this poster out of her bra. I don't know how she didn't look like
it. We will be underwater if we don't do
something. Oh, that too, yeah. No, that's when they started screaming. And the cop that's the head of the civil affairs group, which I have no respect for as the Philadelphia cops, I don't. I'm going to give each one of them a minute to make their point. And I say to him, are you insane? This is my event. There's 60 of them. We have a governor here. Well, they have a right to protest. They don't have a right to shout down the event. And I'm looking at Corbett. He's getting all red in the face. It was nuts. I'm going to give each one of them a minute. He's going to time it. We're going to be there for an hour for these morons. All right, listen to this with the University of Virginia president, Michigan.
You don't understand.
Year that our most outstanding students have gathered in this extraordinary hall to be celebrated as the University of Michigan's leaders and best. It is a fitting venue to honor our achievements. For
he stops talking.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like to. In honor of our students, let's move to the remainder of the program. Thank you very much, everybody.
Let's move to the remainder of the program. He doesn't honor them. This guy's making $2-4 million a year, probably, as the president of the University of Michigan.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
For this guy?
Yes.
Grab the rocks, Mike. When the rock has time to talk, you don't say what the rock says. You don't see the rock coming out and saying, what? What? What?
There you go. Keep talking. Show them down and say you're doing this to honor these people and continue. Turn up the volume if you have to and tell them. Start taking them out of there. They will never do that. Dan, I don't know which mob's worse. It's maybe a tie. The Gaza mob or the gender fluid and all that nonsense mob. They're the competing mobs. I thought you had a comment there.
No, I was just going to say that the chant sounds very familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they didn't have quite the same poetic flow to it, though, as that woman did. My God. All right. Coming up, we are going to talk with Jack Stolzheimer, who's the DA out in Delaware County. He is also now candidate in polling, maybe the leading on the Democrat side. How does he see the role as attorney general, particularly a number of issues the attorney general's big on? And we'll take your calls. By the way, don't forget our big event, Politics and Pints. Ooh. When we were sitting around a couple months ago saying speaker series will be back, And somehow or another, with serendipity, we thought speaker series with a cash bar. Drinks, beer, wine, cocktails, all of them will be available. Dan, that we had to start finding venues that had a fully functioning bar, yeah, like the Zlock Performing Arts Center out in Bucks County. That's where we're going 2 weeks from today with Senator Rand Paul, his book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. But we're going to have fun with Dr. Rand Paul. I am already gearing up, Dan. I have at least 100 pages of opinions on TikTok.
Oh, do you?
I'm going to need some help from you, though. Feel free to be in the audience. Say,
oh, no, I'm turning around. You know, this is all you, Dom.
You're turning heel on this.
Yeah, I'm turning heel. I'm running the different direction.
Oh.
I am getting, Senator Paul, whatever bourbon he wants.
No, that's what, yes, Senator, I love what you did to Dom in that debate on TikTok.
Dom, but you have people paying $100,000 to go see three Democratic presidents lie to you.
Yes.
You know, just come out, see some truth with Rand Paul, Senator Paul, for a night.
Right.
I'm so psyched to hear what he has to say. Take us behind the scenes. I want to know about the research that's gone into the questioning of Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci. And I want to know why we still are not getting answers that we deserve from coronavirus. Anytime there's a question, it seems like it's
exactly
silenced.
I don't know if we have the capability. I'm going to ask Dan to play some of the highlights of the face-off with Dr. Fauci.
Oh, it's great.
And ask him at that moment in the bout, what were you thinking? Okay. You'll get all this, a great night together. I think some of the regulars, I know Fisherbein, Leslie's already there.
Yep.
Johnny Z. I don't know if Joe Evexin and others, maybe the Earl of Tacconi. You'll meet everybody. It's a club. It's a great outing. Tickets
so
right now, 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets now, 1210WPHT.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano show, big issues, big guest. And as I said, the Attorney General in Pennsylvania is a key spot, particularly around election time, not for this election with this race, but coming up. And also, well, just think of all the big things we've seen in the news statewide that have come through. Not only Josh Shapiro's attorney general, but also Tom Corbett. Joining us is the DA out in Delaware County, who's one of the leading contenders on the Democrat side to be their nominee and the next attorney general, Jack Stolzheimer, back on the show. Jack, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be on with you.
Well, the FOP gave you quite an endorsement last week on the show, which is better than these formal endorsements. I don't know how we were talking about it. It was vis-a-vis Bob Casey and McCormick, and the FOP president out there in Delaware County, just on his own, swerved into talking about you and your relationship with the police.
Chris Eisenman is a great friend and been a fantastic leader of Lodge 27 out here in Delaware County. Really thoughtful law enforcement leader, as are so many of our police chiefs out here as well. It's been the honor of my lifetime for the last 4 years to get to work with these folks. And Dom, if you don't mind me saying this, one of the best people is retiring tomorrow. Chief Jim Daly of Springfield is going to retire after 55 years in law enforcement and serving two tours of duty as a fighting Marine in Vietnam before that. So
wow.
These are the kind of people I've gotten to work with. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
I don't want that guy to retire. We got to get some incentives going. That's wisdom. 55 years of doing this, Jack. That is good stuff. So, Jack, on the let's put aside in the primary, the Democrat primary, but as a broader proposition, because if you are the nominee, of course, you want to win the general election. What's the key item to you as far as being an attorney general that impacts our listeners where you and I are in this area?
Yeah, so great question. As you know, Dom, there's two issues that have been paramount for me as district attorney. I'm the only prosecutor who has actually charged and convicted contractors from stealing from the workers and from the taxpayers in the construction industry. I did that in partnership with Josh Shapiro when he was attorney general. I want to continue that work. But I've also the proud work I've done in the city of Chester, it means the world to me as well. You and I have talked about this several times, but I brought a focused deterrent strategy to the violence in the city of Chester, the only city in Delaware County, in the place where Pennsylvania began. William Penn landed in Chester, not Philadelphia. Over the last 4 years, by bringing the community and the police together around this strategy, we've reduced the number of shootings by 72%. The number of gun homicides are down by 68%. And I think we should be doing that work all across Pennsylvania. Every community has a gun violence problem, whether it's gun suicides or street crime. And I want to dig in and spend the rest of my public service career trying to save young people's lives.
Well, that is a very successful program. From the first time we've talked, you've talked about that, and it has worked almost miraculously. But let's talk about if you're the attorney general, Jack, and I realize these things are up in the air, but there was a compromise made with the current governor and the legislature to appoint a special prosecutor for SEPTA, crimes on SEPTA or around SEPTA, as I understand it. And the attorney general now still has not found a candidate. I realize there are restrictions. But what are your thoughts on that proposition as attorney general? I think we need that, certainly, here in Philadelphia, because we have somebody who is taking a different tack, the current DA. He could still prosecute if he chooses, but we would have a prosecutor, because it's shocking what's going on SEPTA. It sometimes flows out into Upper Darby.
Absolutely does. And the special prosecutor legislation you're talking about, Act 40, would allow that special prosecutor to take cases in Delaware County as well with my concurrence, which certainly I would be willing to collaborate with them on that initiative. Let me just say there's a lot of misconceptions around Act 40. It's not the best bill ever passed by the legislature. We could all probably concede that. But it's done, I think, to try to save the SEPTA system. Which is important to everyone in our region, except it binds us all together, the city and the suburbs. And by the way, my dad was a SEPTA bus driver, so I spent most of my childhood riding on those buses and trolleys, so I know how important they are. We need more SEPTA transit police on the platforms, on the buses, on the trains, so that SEPTA operators can be safe and so the passengers can be safe as well. But if this is another tool on that toolbox, appointing a special prosecutor to take that caseload away from the DA's office and make sure those cases get the attention they need so they don't fall through the cracks, I would implement it. There are some restrictions in the legislation that makes it hard on who they can hire. It has to have somebody with a significant prosecutorial background but hasn't worked in the Philadelphia DA's office for a certain period of time. So I know that's one of the issues that's sort of holding up any appointment. But let's be realistic. We've got to figure out what we can do to get more SEPTA transit police and more resources to the system itself to keep it functioning for the economic health of our entire region.
Jack, let me give you an area where we might differ. I haven't followed your race on the Democrat side that closely, other than that I know you and know your record here. And that is with the upcoming election, in my view, the mission statement with Governor Josh Shapiro sends off the vibe, and a lot of reasonable people who are conservative and concerned about this, that it's weaponizing Homeland Security and these others about protecting the right of everyone to vote, which we want to do. But I want to restore integrity in the system. And as Attorney General, someone in that position, by that I mean faith in the system. We don't want people to continue this back and forth that in Delaware County, you've had to navigate a lot of lawsuits, a lot of stuff out there. I'm not saying all of them are justified. But what are your thoughts on what an Attorney General should do in that realm?
Yeah, great question. So the Attorney General is both in Pennsylvania, is both the chief law enforcement officer for the Commonwealth and the chief civil officer. So has responsibilities to be the lawyer to walk into a courtroom and make an argument on behalf of the Commonwealth. And in this case, I think what the Attorney General needs to do is work with the governor's office, work with the Secretary of the Commonwealth to make sure that we can properly defend the legitimacy of the 2024 election. Which I have no doubt, by the way, from my experience in 2020, when I was district attorney in Delaware County and people were claiming, and they still have made these claims, as you know, that the entire national election was stolen in Delaware County, and that we looked the other way. And there's not a shred of evidence to support that. I've got my county detectives to knock down every single lead, and we finally found one person who illegally voted in the 2020 election in Delaware County, and that person admitted voting his dead mother for Donald Trump. So I think what people need to realize is our election system is really secure. You can maybe fraudulently vote the one or two people, but you certainly can't win a national election legitimately. But at the same time, we have to legitimately listen to people's concerns about what they see wrong with the process. The election system with the early voting and the lack of counting those early votes until, the election day, we've made the system so difficult for people to understand that I think it's becoming a lot of sort of misinformation.
Okay, Jack, a couple more areas I wanted to get to. One from a listener I'll get to in a moment, but mine. As a DA in Delaware County, and I don't follow it every day, but I'm broad strokes, have you ever gone for the death penalty in a case? And as Attorney General, would you go for the death penalty? Or are there cases where the Attorney General could go for the death penalty?
Sure. No, we've never asked for the death penalty in Delaware County during my tenure. It just hasn't been on the table. When Governor Shapiro announced that he was opposed to the death penalty, I supported him. And I also believe there could be an exception to a ban on the death penalty for certain crimes like killing police officers in the line of duty.
But Jack, let me ask you about that philosophically. So you said killing an officer in the line of duty. I'm a supporter of the death penalty because if you take a life under Pennsylvania law and we reach that level of first-degree murder, that life to me is as precious as a cop or if it's a drug dealer or a big-mouth bloviator like me. Everybody should get the death penalty in that case. Why the sense of not going for that? What is it that you're hesitant about when it comes to that?
So everybody who gets charged with a crime in Delaware County gets charged in my name. And what we've learned from the work of Project Innocence and some other organizations over the last decade or so is a lot of people have been sent to the death chamber, sometimes without the proper evidence. May have been actually innocent. I don't want that ever to happen on my watch. So I think it also sends a message as to who we are as a people. I think sending people to jail for the rest of their lives is a pretty strong statement. I don't think going through the process, and as Governor Rendell used to say, we don't actually have capital punishment in Pennsylvania. We spend gobs of money because we have all these appeals and nobody has been executed in generations. So I think we need the legislature to act, and I think that they should speak for all of us. I'll put my voice on the table, you put yours, and let's let the majority of people decide what to do. That's what our legislature is paid to do, is to make decisions like this. And that's where I stand, Tom.
I'm glad you answered that. I'll just tell you where I stand. The reform should be, if you're on trial for your life, and you and I would agree on this, I think, we have to spend more money. We have the top-flight attorneys, whoever they are in Delaware County or Philadelphia, and you get the top flight investigator, DNA evidence, things of that nature. And, Jack, if that's satisfied, then we are human, and I still would be for the death penalty, but I would put those two caveats in. And if those are not being done enough, I think that's part of your argument, then that's what we ought to reform. Parting question for you that's come up in the news, and hopefully Delaware County has not seen a spasm of this, because I think you would be on it. But the squatting nonsense that's going on here is astronomical, what's happening. Why is that, Jack? And in your role as DA now and possibly Attorney General, what could you do to help legitimate homeowners?
Yeah, it's terrible. We have had a couple incidents, not as bad as some other places, but, you know, it's such a dangerous situation when somebody calls an emergency and we have to scramble to come out there, not knowing what police officers are walking into. We've made the job of being a police officer so dangerous in this country. God bless every single one who's willing to go out there and serve and protect our communities. And whatever we can do to prosecute the people who do that, whether they think it's funny or a joke or whether they're doing it just to waste police resources, we've got to hold them accountable.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, you may have misheard me. I didn't mean squatting. I meant squatters. Squatting going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, homeless problem, you know, Dom, has been around now for quite a while. You know, we don't have enough affordable housing in this country. It's a problem in Delaware County. It's a problem everywhere. We've got to get, again, the legislature and the governor, I know they've got a lot on their plate, but they have to start figuring out how we can get more affordable housing in this region so people won't be squatting and won't be living on our streets.
Okay. I meant taking over somebody's house. It's not theirs, Jack, but I got your point. Where do we go if if people want to know more about your campaign, about you? Where do they go?
JackForAG.com. My campaign staff kept it as easy as possible so I would remember it. And I deeply appreciate everybody taking a look. We got a great video on there and a lot about my record and even some decent pictures of me, Dom. So that's...
Well, it's the hair. I always admire the hair. The hair's never out of place. I got to get whatever the ointments are being used there.
It's all natural, buddy.
Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Well, Jack.
That's right. And my wife.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Thanks. Congratulations on the run, and we'll talk soon. Thank you very much.
You got it, pal. Thanks, guys.
Right. Jack Stolsteimer there, Dan. All right. I thought I was pronouncing, you know, the connection.
Yeah.
I think he, I wasn't enamored with the squatting thing. I think something's going on other than people are homeless, of course. What's going on is progressivism has opened this up. Yeah. You heard what he said on the death penalty. And look, I will always be in favor of the death penalty. I think Pennsylvania is. And these arguments, you know, the Larry Krasner stuff and all that, I'm definitely on the other side and will be.
Well, I mean, we initially brought this guy on because we thought he was, you know, the kind of guy similar to Krasner implementing hyper-progressive policies.
He's not.
He's
no.
not. We've
and
been...
in Chester, that's good stuff. I didn't ask, down the next time, Dan, about, well, was Philadelphia talking with him about what they did in Chester? I think Philadelphia is going to try to do the similar things with the new police commissioner and Sherelle Parker. At least I hope so. But the problem is, the other party that has to buy in is not just the mayor, police commissioner, it's the DA. And the DA is not buying in. All right, give me a reaction to that. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Side question. Give us that all-time fictional character. That's what we'd like to know. I realize we've talked about this. There's got to be more pressure on this, though. They passed Act 40 to get a prosecutor in here. That would give a counterpoint to Larry Krasner. It might send a message that you are going to be prosecuted, whether Krasner wants to do it or not. President Trump is attending now the wake of the murdered New York City police officer, Diller. President Biden will be, you know, you would think, Dan, wouldn't you think politically they'd say to him, Joe, you got to go? I mean, politically, at least. He is going to be in New York today. I'm sure they'd make arrangements and all that. The President of the United States wants to see. You know what they may be afraid of, Dan? Suppose the family says, no, we don't want that guy there.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand that, but President Trump is there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Today, Dan, is the day that you get the notice saying you're accepted or not to Ivy League schools.
Hey,
I don't know about other colleges.
All the kids that are getting accepted and
and I've often thought, would I really deep down want to have gone to an Ivy League school?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you would be on that Cornell Ivy League?
Anyhow, though, and we'll talk about a little bit more. I got to see some evidence tomorrow. Remember the big Supreme Court decision because of the discrimination against Asian Americans? Now, essentially, taking out affirmative action in the way that they were doing it. One of the greatest things imaginable. But are they playing a con game? Are they still going to admit people that based on the criteria they have, their only recommendation is race or gender or something that is not really quality? And all this fueled by their attacks on Asian Americans. I mean, would I care if a university had 50% of the freshman class say Penn and they were all Asian Americans? Why would I care? They're the best. Well, they're not. That's not diverse enough. What would happen if Penn had 50% Asian Americans? I mean, maybe they'd be smarter based upon they're actually taking the highest quality people. Well, that's just testing. What criteria should we use again? Let me know. All right, let's go to... Let's go to Chris Iserman, who was mentioned there
That's pretty cool.
The FOP head out there in Delaware County. And Chris, welcome in. But I do have a question for you, and I'm sure you can take it. I know you give full support to Jack for Attorney General. Does that mean primary, or does it mean overall to be Attorney General?
Overall. He's going to win the primary. He's going to go on and win the general election in November, we hope.
Okay, well, let me ask, Chris. Now, you've had a lot of working experience. He's done very good things in Chester. I knew that from the beginning. Why would he be superior to the Republicans? Because I don't know that he supports exactly what I support in law enforcement. You just heard him on the death penalty, for example.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave Sunday's a good candidate, too. He's another strong law and order candidate, so I can't say anything bad about Dave. You know, I mean, he does good for his officers in York County, and I'm sure he'd be a good attorney general also.
Okay, but I mean, that's not a deal breaker for you, though, what you just heard him say about the death penalty. That's what I was asking.
No, it's not a deal breaker. I mean, look what happened with Mumia. They sentence these people to the death, and they sit on death row for years and years and years, and it just keeps bringing the families back to court. I'm for the death penalty, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's just too much on the families.
Okay, we differ on that, Chris. I am in favor of it every day in the week, twice on Sunday will always be. Because,
I agree. I think anybody that shoots a police officer or, kills a police officer, they should be sentenced to death.
Well, Chris, not to beat this, I got to be clear, though, and I'm not being antagonistic because we love what you do. I'm in favor of it for anybody that is killed under state law, first-degree murder, whether it's a drug dealer, an esteemed cop, a nun, a big mouth like me, you're getting the death penalty.
And I agree with you.
Okay. Now, Chris, what else about Stolzheimer recommends him to you? We know that he has been much different. Now, Chris, you may have known him then. First time we had him on, Krasner had a campaign guy for Krasner working with him in his campaign. So we were shocked after that initial blow up how well he's done.
Yes. He's strong on law and order. He has an open door policy with us. You know, when he first came into office, he implemented an officer involved shooting policy. He sent it over to the FOP. We looked at it. He said, any changes that you guys need to make, make them. We'll recommend them. We'll see what they are. And he's been good for us. And I think the police in Delaware County really like him, and they think that he does a great job for us.
Yeah, exactly. And Chris, we know in Chester that should be replicated in more places. Chester really is not much going on that's good there as far as industry and jobs and all that. It's been tough, but this policy has worked. I think it would work anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hold people accountable for the crimes that they commit, and that's what he's doing down there. And he's got a good team with him that helps him accomplish that.
One other parting question, Chris, and thank you for bringing
Chris,
to our...
Chris, are you currently patrolling? Was that a...
Yeah, I hope so. Chris...
I'm out here in Fallcroft driving around right now listening to you.
Oh, good, good. If you nab somebody, well, put them on the show. But Chris, Bob Casey Jr., thank you again for bringing along with Dave McCormick the attention. Yeah, he's a mild-mannered, nice guy in person. He is. But his record on policing, on law and order, et cetera, is appalling.
It's weak, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Chris.
It's weak, to say the least.
Chris, thank you very much. Anytime, you're welcome to come
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chris.
Be safe.
Look, Dan, you know, I hate to beat the point, but you know what? Even hearing Chris there, I got to beat the point. The death penalty should be doable. We're not going to retreat on the death penalty. And it's not just killing a cop. I get what the argument is. If they'll kill a cop, they'll kill anybody. We should not look at the victim. And that's why I say a big mouth like me. Can you imagine Krasner? No, that ain't happening. Let's give this guy a medal over here.
I was really hoping during the hearings at the Navy Yard that we would see you guys face off in some kind of public forum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, awesome. Just the event outside, Dan, and they're lucky I didn't have more time. The sound I brought you from
circus,
that mob.
The
circus. It was an actual circus of Krasner supporters. It had like a big top and these weirdo clowns and all. And
they people on stilts.
Yeah, and they started immediately. They started yelling, mic check. The one guy was answering me. They yelled, mic check, and they all started coming out of the... it's that guy. You're the big talker. They love that big talker thing. Bo in Levittown here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. As far as Larry Stolheimer, I know he's doing a decent job there in Delco, but I just can't trust the Democrat. I'm sorry. He'll go to Harrisburg. He'll fall back in line. Mm. He'll say things, you know, about the police. You just can't trust him. He's going to fall in line. You know, in Delco, you got a contingent of Republicans still there. And, you know, he's good at playing the game like Shapiro was, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I would say, yeah, look,
you know,
Shapiro was always a wolf in wolf's clothing. In my view, but I hear what you're saying, and I don't know this Sunday guy. I do know Craig Williams. I prefer him as Attorney General. You would actually see a lot of action.
Oh, big time. And what I'm saying, I mean, the death penalty answer was very disheartening to me, and I agree with you 100%. There's no deterrent for drug dealers, for cop killers, or anybody. Somebody who steals a car and kills you. I mean, come on. And you got it on tape? And let them have the best defense and the best.
Bo, to that point, you're bringing up something. I think you were anyhow. That 73-year-old guy who was killed by those two or three kids with traffic cones and other things, they got out of jail in under 18 months. Nobody knew about it, but a Philadelphia judge released them.
Exactly. Well, the judges, too. Let's face it. These Democrat judges in these metropolitan areas, they legislate from the bench, and you know, whatever their viewpoint is what they do. And as far as the squatter thing, that was disheartening too. You know, if it was me and somebody wanted to, not that I would leave a house vacant that long, you know, like one of my rental properties, but if they did, I would sneak there in the night and just do what they
that was the worst
thing in California and just live there.
That was the worst answer, saying, well, there's a lot of homeless out there. No. This squatter stuff is ridiculous. Who's your character?
My character from my youth, a book that I read and I enjoyed, is Captain Ahab, who is probably the consummate definition of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and his pursuit of Moby Dick.
That's pretty good, Dan, that Captain Ahab has OCD. All right, coming up, it is Dan time with Dom, but we'll continue taking your calls. Dan, the weakest answer to me was the squatter thing. I want to hear, you know what, the laws are wrong. Something's going on here. Got to get them out
of
there.
You think about things like, you know, this idea of squatting when Americans were settling like the Old West. You'd go, you didn't know who owned it, there weren't records. So if people started a community there, then someone came 6 or 7 years later and claimed it was theirs, well, that was different. It's an adverse possession. It was never intended that you could just go into some subdivision and break into a house and start living there and then all of a sudden have all these rights vested. In New York, there was a case and it was reported.
All right, so that's Ron DeSantis, Dan. I'm glad you pulled that. Let me make one final point about DeSantis, then it's Dan time. It's a shame that personality-wise, awkward, plus he's going against Trump, and, you know, people want that. This guy actually gets things done. He got it done. He actually got that law passed. Several things he's done just in the last couple of weeks. He actually follows through and gets it done. I want that. I want more of that. I want to graft these two together somehow or another. All right, 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody coming up, and Dan Time with Dom coming up right now on Talk Radio 1210.
Now in Florida, you call up, you fill out a form, sheriff comes, and the sheriff kicks him out of your property.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan Time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom. Quick programming producer's note. Live tomorrow from the ballpark, Anthony and I will be broadcasting on Citizens Bank Way. So if you're coming out to opening day for the Phillies, come see us. We'll be under the 1210 WPHT tent, and we'll be doing live hits on the Dom Giordano program. Looking forward to speaking to you, Dom, from the ballpark. Some concerning news. I don't know what the heck's going on. I guess this is just another example of trends on TikTok becoming an issue. And Dom, New York City, there's a new trend of women walking down the street and just being punched in the face. Here's Hallie Kate, a TikToker who went viral. Take a listen.
You guys, I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground and now this giant goose egg is forming and I'm like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
Her attacker has been caught, and there are others that have posted on TikTok that they've just been randomly punched. And now Bethany Frankel, known as being one of the original cast members of Real Housewives of New York City, came out and said she's recently been attacked, punched her square in the face, a random man in New York City. Dom, what is going on here?
Well, I would tell you the backstory to this, too. The Women's Caucus is being roasted on Twitter, but they're asking, where are the men? To be protective, and people are putting up pictures of Daniel Perry, who intervened in the subway incident, I believe correctly, and he's on trial for all kinds of things, Dan.
Yeah.
No, what's going on is just outright lawlessness with people who are either disturbed or not disturbed, and they're just going to go around punching women in the face, and we all know what should happen to them.
Where's the accountability?
Yeah,
this is what happens. It's just spiraling.
Alvin Bragg is too busy resuscitating the Stormy Daniels affair to be bothered with this.
Yeah. If we're talking accountability, though, Bud Light's facing a little bit. They're going to be facing a lack of 15% of their normal shelf space after the backlash regarding Dylan Mulvaney.
Yes, and who was it that told us it's over, Dan? It was Kid Rock. And some others said, we've done enough to... Oh, the UFC guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He's always telling
and
everybody
Shane,
else.
Shane Gillis said...
Yeah. He's telling us now we should stop it with Bud Light.
I mean, the point's kind of been made, though. So what happened here is, I guess, supermarkets and stores, they base their shelf space based on the previous year's sales and the popularity of products. And because of the decline in sales from Bud Light... The natural progression is that they're losing that shelf space provided for the most popular brands.
Well, people want a full apology. And even then, I don't think they're going to go back. They probably found something else, Dan. Is they canceling them, or did they find something else?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just moving on to the next thing, or...
I don't think they're still doing it to boycott. I think they found something else that is maybe a little bit pricier, but they like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we saw a surge in, what was it, Modelo? That was the
yeah,
that was surging.
Exactly.
And then finally, Dom, some good news out of New Jersey. A woman survived a very complicated brain surgery. She actually had to remain awake. And the way this new machine works, while she was getting a tumor removed, for the doctor to make sure her speech turns out okay and such, it's something called QuickTome Connectomics. And she had to be, you know, speaking or something. And what she chose to do, Dom, so the doctors can operate safely while she's conscious on her brain, Dom, she chose to sing songs by Taylor Swift.
Oh, my. Oh, the story of the year. There we go.
Such a strong Swiftie, Dom.
Can't stop it.
Saving lives, Taylor Swift.
It's like Barbie. She'll have her own doctor's outfit.
That's all I got for Danton today, though, Dom.
All right, 855-839-1210. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and it is the one-year anniversary of the Nashville shooting. I told you this week, a court said, yeah, release the manifesto. It is one of the most troubling things that can't be done. And a bunch of other stuff, including thanks to Matt Rooney. Wait until you hear this Democrat councilwoman, Paula Gilligan, like Gilligan's Island.
Hey.
What she said about Easter, what Easter is to her. This woman, Dan, is an all-time, oh my goodness. She may have to resign just because of this. It's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.